That's Simon Coveney speaking with Justin. Let's go back to Brexit and the Northern Ireland Protocol, as you heard being discussed there with the Minister for Foreign Affairs. And for more, DUP MP Gregory Campbell is with us. Good afternoon, Gregory Campbell.
Good afternoon.
You heard from the Minister there saying that the protocol, he recognises that the protocol hasn't been sold in a way that is accurate and detailed, but recognises that there are elements of the protocol that people find offensive, and went on to say that if the UK government decides it's not willing to compromise, it's going to be really problematic.
Yes, and I think the issue isn't that there has been no degree of compromise. The issue is that there hasn't been a grasp of realism. And when we hear reports coming out, as we have overnight, that of the conversation between Boris Johnson and Emmanuel Macron, where Boris Johnson indicated, you know, how would Macron feel if he couldn't move sausages between Toulouse and Paris? And Macron's response was, it's not the same thing because Toulouse and Paris are part of the same country. And of course, then Boris Johnson had to remind him that it's a very basic, fundamental prerequisite that you recognise that Northern Ireland is part of the UK. You know, if we've got down to that level of lack of understanding by a major player in Emmanuel Macron, then I'm afraid the EU have a long way to go in a very short time, and they must grasp the nettle in the next few days.
When Simon Coveney says unilateral solutions won't work in any instance in Northern Ireland, What do you understand him to mean by that?
Well, I think it's an unfortunate use of words, and it's not his first unfortunate use of words. You know, we've had protests, and we have been largely peaceful in Northern Ireland about the protocol. Several weeks ago, they were measured in hundreds. Just a few days ago, we had the first event where there were several thousand at it. Yes, unilateral action should not be undertaken, but the first thing that should be undertaken is a grasp of the seriousness of the reality. And I'm afraid neither your government nor the EU, and I think my own government even, haven't grasped the full reality. I guess that Boris Johnson is beginning to, from what he said over the course of the past few days, but I'm afraid your Taoiseach and your Tánaiste haven't yet grasped how difficult this is, and they need to very, very quickly.
Senior negotiators for the UK and senior ministers, including Michael Gove, are talking now about finding solutions within the protocol rather than looking for its abolition. Do you accept that?
No, I don't. I'm afraid Michael Gove has been to the forefront of the sort of doves, if you like, in terms of realising how difficult and problematic the protocol is. There isn't going to be significant movement unless this nettle is grasped, that the protocol is providing insurmountable problems, which are only going to get worse. We must minimise that. We've got to try and remove that. And we've got to try and change that. If people would open their minds up to saying, well, what would work? What can we get that will work that
okay.
will cause major political problems like the protocol has?
Well, for example, if the UK were to commit to align with the EU on the movement and health of animal products, which Micheál Martin said this morning could remove most of the checks, would that help?
Well, you see, I think the EU are asking for that in the sure and certain knowledge that the UK government are not going to agree to that. I mean, if the UK government were to agree to that, that would mean we would forever and a day be aligned to the EU in that circumstance and couldn't ever depart from it. How would that allow an independent trading nation to stand on its own 2 feet? You know, the problems with the EU are manifold, and you're experiencing them at the moment in the rollout of a vaccine. The EU have been responsible for who knows how many thousands of deaths because they haven't engaged in a very much more significant rollout of the vaccine programme, which thankfully we have had, and now you're starting to see it in the Republic and in other countries. But for the past 6 months, thousands of people have died as a result of a failure to roll out the vaccine. And we're being asked to align to the EU where that problem could be repeated year on year. Look, they've got to grasp the nettle, get something that works, and get it in place quicker.
Gregory Campbell, thank you for speaking to us today.